One of the best pieces of advice I could give you for life and for business is to treat yourself like you're a hot girl. This sounds kind of like an unsavory way to put it, but hopefully you know what I mean. Women in their prime, in their pinnacle of beauty, have the world at their feet. They have this sort of sensibility where everyone is about them. And in any regard, when you have a ton of interest, when you have a lot of attention on you, when results come easy, then it creates a sort of aloof attitude. You have no worries about where something is going to go, working towards a particular result, because the results come inherently from you. Now, as men, we are logical. We are doers. In our instincts, I suppose we are chasers. So for us to effort towards something, especially effort towards results from other people, that feels very natural. It sort of feels like if I work harder on this thing, then it'll kick back a result. Now, for many things in life, that is true. For instance, if you work harder on your physique, as in you push harder each gym session, that intensity will translate into better results. If you study harder, if you execute harder with disciplines in business system, you'll get better results from business. But let's say you're trying to close a sale, or you're trying to grow a business through getting more leads, getting more contacts. You're trying to get attention, I suppose, interpersonally and with persuasion. Or you're trying to genuinely get more attention in the dating market. Honestly, those two things are connected. There's very little difference between sales and results in dating. You're better off treating people like you're the hottest commodity in town. Like you're the most interesting person in the room. You're the hottest commodity in town. And you genuinely don't need anything from anyone. If anyone doesn't want, you know, to work with you, if anyone doesn't want to accept your offer, be in your presence, whatever it might be, you're completely unbothered. The key here is that you cannot fake it. You have to genuinely be unbothered. And how do you arrive at that? Because the truth is, in our own characters, we do care. We care about the things we want. We care about results. If we didn't care, then some goals wouldn't be worth pursuing. So how do you arrive at this quality that you're looking for, where you have a sense of aloofness, detachment, I suppose a sense of relaxation towards the result you want? I believe I found the ultimate hack to this, and it's simply this. In every year, break it up into seasons. And in every season, have just 1 to 2 to 3 results that you're working towards that are 100% within your control. Completely self-generated progress. When you have your full focus on the progress, on the results that are completely within your capacity, it's like metrics that are completely within your capacity, and you pretty much put all of your attention on those things, then it crafts this quality of momentum and detachment with the rest of the world that you're looking for, which indirectly will give you the results that you want. For example, a common trope with actors is getting in their head during an audition. George Clooney had this, and this idea was mentioned in the book The Obstacle is the Way, where for almost 20 years, he would go to auditions trying to be George Clooney, the guy who gets cast. He wanted to get cast so badly, he wanted to be cast. Please accept me, please take me. Can I work with you? What have you reconsidered? Well, I could do it another way. Well, I could take my shoes on or off. There was a real sense of, let me just give you what you want. I would love to give you what you want. And then one day he realized his job wasn't to just be this a dish on a plate for them. His job was to be George Clooney, the guy who didn't need it, the guy who's the solution to their answers. And if they didn't see it, it's like being given $100 bill. Like, here you go, here's $100. And someone being like, nah, we don't want that. If you were to offer someone $100 bill and they said they didn't want that, you would just think they're weird. It wouldn't devalue the dollar amount that's before them. So he would go into these auditions with this mindset, and it happened actually after he was 35, where he would start auditioning and he'd say, hey, I'm George Clooney. Like, I'm the solution to your problems. I mean, I just know it. I'm fucking sick. Everyone here should know it. And then he finally landed his big breaks. There was something etheric that was being translated in that quality, in that energy of non-neediness, that got him all the results. And that's how he broke into ER and then his first handful of films. But a lot of those results, they came after he was 35. In other respects, in this last season of my life, I went through several rounds of job interviews, gaining certifications, becoming more skilled and all that. In fact, I was dabbling in and out of job searching with a senior developer position with Salesforce for like a year and a half now, 1.5 years. In those initial days, I didn't really have a strong sense of what I could offer to the marketplace because I'd been out of the game with Salesforce for so long. I was trying to give them what they wanted. I was trying to be what they wanted me to be. This is very true for me in auditions, but it was very much true in the room with those recruiters as well, or with those job interviews. Then I shifted gears and realized that I was someone profound. And instead of focusing my efforts on the applications and the interview specifically, I actually switched my goals completely to self-study. And in 4 or 5 months' time, I gained an additional 10 or 11 certifications. So I improved my skill set a lot. I got much more well-versed with Java and then concurrently with that Apex. But even like smaller skill sets, I learned really deeply. I learned this entire sub-platform of Salesforce called Field Service Lightning. I basically learned that from scratch for a job position. And I went to like a couple of conventions where people were like selling Salesforce products that are in the App Exchange market. So I actually, just for the sake of it, just for like the mindset shift and the momentum, I shifted gears towards like the goal is being self-generated. I actually set a goal of being 12x certified, which would just be an enormous result within 6 months. So I'm at 11 out of 12 right now. But because my focus and attention was all into that, every time I would go into a job interview or a dialogue with a recruiter, they would ask me, what's your goal? And I would tell them straight up, my goal is to become a technical architect. There's around 450 people in the world who have passed the CTA exam. My goal wasn't to get the job. My goal was to pass the CTA exam, do this thing that only 400 people in the world had done. Now, that was a conversation piece because I was in that job interview for the sake of that job, for the sake of that position. Just like how you go to the audition, I suppose the result that you're working towards is to book the role, or you go on a date, I suppose, to make a connection. But when you are inherently focused on the result and making the result happen by any means necessary, it completely crushes your charisma. Even on YouTube, even on social media now, there are so many more content creators in every niche than there were 5 years ago. And the speed at which content is delivered to users is so much faster that original metrics like titles and thumbnails and just the game of content, it ended up carrying less sway in 2025 because there's so much of every title and people have learned the game so much that what matters more than anything is the experience someone feels once they actually click into the video. Even in a video, in a piece of content, people need to sort of feel non-neediness. When I work with my coaching clients, I tell them all the time and repeatedly, to be a great YouTuber, you got to be interested in something else. YouTube is simply a piece of paper. YouTube is the medium by which you're telling the story of your life. It's like coming back from the battle to tell the story of the battlefield around a campfire. YouTube isn't the battle itself. So you need to go out and wage war, wrestle with things, try stuff, go on a drug cartel bender in Costa Rica and then come back and tell me the story about it. I promise you it'll get a million views. You don't even need to have any footage of the drug bust that you did in Costa Rica or the fact that you went undercover with the cartel. All you have to do is come back and tell me that you did it. And without any B-roll, just as long as I can believe you that you actually did the thing that you say you did, I will be interested in the story because I'll have been interested in the arc all of a sudden. So this applies to everything. Get yourself sincerely interested in an arc that you are fully capable of doing, no matter what. And then you'll find that actually the results in dating, the results in business, all of that comes way more and way faster because people wonder why you don't care more on a surface level. It's as if you care the most and the least in the room. And the original trope that I started with, the original framework that I put this under is act like a hot girl. Because phrasing it that way tells everyone what we mean. It's like, act in a way where you sort of almost pretend that all attention comes to you. And, you know, by that effect, you will find an ultimate result. So what are some examples of this? I want to leave you with some actionable steps or frameworks that you can carry with you. A lot of the results that you work towards any arc in any season of your life, it'll depend on your current situation. I mean, logistics play a huge part in this. So where you live, what you do for work, how much time you have, how much free time you have, all of that makes a big difference. One thing that anyone can do that I've talked about repeatedly, that so many personal development YouTubers have talked about over and over again, is set some sort of fitness goal. Fitness, especially the gym, is the cheapest way to give yourself an arc. It's the cheapest thing. I'm talking strength training. The only thing that you really have to worry about is a little bit of time. We're talking 3 to 4 hours a week, a little bit of time and food. Those two things maybe tend to be the bottlenecks, and I suppose as well sleep. Food, time, and sleep. The time commitment towards building muscle is not much, because in fact, if you do less and do it with greater intensity, then the muscle comes on more easily. So now it's kicking into November, we're down to the last 2 months of the year. If money is an issue for you, and you can't give yourself an arc that's too much outside of work because work takes a lot of time. You work in retail or something like that. I would say one of the easiest, cheapest, probably fulfilling arcs you could go on is a muscle building phase, because you only need to go to the gym 3, 4, maybe 5 times a week and just track your lifts and make progression. And then you have to be disciplined about sleep and restraint. And even in a bulk, ideally, you should be tracking your calories and getting your body fat tested periodically just to see where you're at and make sure there isn't any spillover. But if you're short on time, if you're short on money, all you need is a gym membership, a little bit of time in the gym, like 3, 4, 5 hours a week, and, you know, enough food. And really, even on a bulk for most guys, you can probably get away with 3,000 calories, maybe 3,400, 3,500 max. You can find a way to eat the necessary calories, get the necessary protein for cheap. And that's an arc that I recommend everyone go on if you haven't built a certain amount of base. Now, if you've already put on a substantial amount of muscle, like you feel like you're jacked enough, which most dudes aren't, but let's say you are. Maybe you can bench press 225 for 10 reps. I feel like that's a decent amount upper body progression where you don't really need to worry about getting more. If you can do like a body weight weighted pull-up or something like that, you know, there's still other legs in fitness that you could progress towards that will create that quality of you being self-preoccupied, you remaining detached with the world. It could be a fat loss journey. Now, fat loss, I would say, is a little bit more time consuming. Because the truth is, the more steps you get, the more walking you do on top of your training, the faster you're going to lose the fat. This summer, when I wanted to shed like 5 pounds of fat really quickly, I was able to get off 5 pounds of fat off my frame. The only secret was that I was walking 2 to 3 hours a day. So on top of my gym sessions, I was actually walking. It was like extremely time consuming, but I had the time. There were hot summer days, so I just did it. So if you are like unemployed and living with your parents and you feel like, yeah, it's not a muscle building phase, I want to get the fat off, you know, a slightly more elevated version of the arc is that you could literally just walk multiple hours a day on top of your lifting. And that could be a progression that you work towards in this season of your life. That could be the arc that you're on right now, and it would be worth it, you know, because you could apply that time that you have towards shedding off the fat. And I would say getting lean is harder and a rarer arc to go on than simply putting on muscle, though both are important. If you are someone like me who's a little bit manic, maybe you have a little bit more money to spend, you can put yourself towards some of these arcs that are still fitness oriented, but they're a little bit more performance driven. And that's where stuff like endurance training, marathons, half marathons, training for a sub 5 minute mile. For me, in this last season of my life, Ironman 73, all of that are valid arcs to go on. If you can give me a moment here to get a little bit more personal, when I put up Instagram stories showing the progression of the arc that is Ironman, it actually gets me more clients. It actually gets me more results in business because people like following along on the story that a guy is going down. If I were in the dating market, I can promise you that more than simply muscles and abs, putting the muscles and abs into performance and documenting that and sharing that journey would also probably lead to results in dating. It's invariably true because the mindset is so focused on the result that is you that it creates detachment. And that detachment, what can I say? It creates a vibe. Last example I'll give you in regards to this is some sort of skill or project. So if you wanted to take your next season to simply study more, become more competent with some kind of skill, it would be profound. It could be learning the tabla. I did that for many years of my life. I actually became a pretty proficient tabli, which for Western viewers is basically like a percussive instrument that originates from India. Learning an instrument, learning a skill, learning to code, learning to be a plumber, any skill at all. I mean, as long as you can bring it to some level of completion. The other thing about life that is invariably true is that all of the results come right at the end. So you actually have to finish the projects you start for it to really pay off. You can't just take them halfway. So if you were to spend like 10 hours playing the guitar, it wouldn't lead to that much. But if over the course of the next season, let's say next 100 days, you were put in 100 hours of guitar practice, it would get you to a profoundly, profoundly solid result. And it gives you that hot girl vibe. As cringe as it is to say, it gives you this quality that you're looking for. You're like, in this season of my life, I'm really, really devoted to the guitar. No one can take that away from me. Or it can also be some sort of project. So as many of you know, I have been working on a feature film. We are now resuming production on the second installment of that, which we're setting a date for to release by Christmas of this year. And it ends up being just about one shoot per week and 1 to 3 hours of editing per week. It's a lower priority on the tier list, but it's still something that I work towards every week. With my preoccupations being as they are, with Ironman training, with working on the feature film, with maintaining some kind of consistency across my two channels and on Instagram, it creates an atmosphere of success. It creates an atmosphere of relaxed, detachment, focus, forward pursuit. And that is something that gets you results across the board. You can apply this to dating. You can apply this to sales. You can apply it to job interviews and such. Carry that quality with you that you already have everything you need. There's nothing you need from anyone else. The arc comes from within. And if you can keep that, then you'll get to where you need to go. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video per week. I also have a second channel called Sinbad Trains, which documents my journey with Iron Man and filmmaking in a slightly more raw fashion. So if you're curious about that, you can check out the second channel. It's somewhere around my page. And if you want to work with me further, I have a YouTube coaching program where I meet with my clients twice a week to basically help them become confident content creators. If that's something that you're interested in, I'd love to talk to you. But with that being said, for those of us who carry that sense of detachment, keep pushing forward on the things we need to do. To us, I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.